Kansas State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things K-State Athletics. I am recording this here on this Monday, August 15th, 2022, which will come out tomorrow. There's already daily posted already earlier this morning. You have not checked it out by now. I would suggest you download that before you listen to this one. Back to the gridiron real quickly. For the first time in a couple of years, after a two-year hiatus of this event, K-State football fans, folks, K-State Nation, get ready for the autograph session to meet your Wildcats going down. This event is called, quote-unquote, Meet the Cats. It's going down a couple of Saturdays from now, so 2 weeks. When this podcast comes out, it'll still be two-ish weeks, but two Saturdays from right now, it's going to go down at the concourse of Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It's only going to be an hour, folks. Again, pay attention. It's not, well, usually we go for NASCAR drivers autograph sessions. It's about 1.5 to 2 hours at latest. This will be only for 1 hour. This is going to start at 2 p.m. August 27th, and it will end at 3 o'clock pretty much next Saturday, August 27th. And parking is available on the west side of the stadium, and fans can enter through Gate B for the autograph session. Those seeking autographs ask to limit the number of items to one per person and encouraged to provide their own item to be signed for this event. K-State Superstore at the stadium on the west side of Bill Snyder Family Stadium will be open for this entire event. Fans are encouraged to make it a full Wildcat Saturday, as the K-State volleyball team will host Florida A&M in the K-State Invitational. That's going to be, I believe that's the first game of a doubleheader, I believe, if not mistaken. Obviously, if you've been with us through the summer, we've talked about volleyball at length. I think it is, actually. It's a day-night doubleheader, I think. Florida A&M kicks it off at 12:30, and then it should be done. Well, actually, no, it's not. maybe depending on the matchup, it should be. I'm not gonna, no disrespect to A&M, Florida A&M fans, but this should be relatively quick. But again, I don't know Florida A&M's roster, so that might be a disrespect. But again, I do know my K-State volleyball roster and team. I do know that for that much, and they should take care of them easily. And after that, the game, the volleyball game, should be about over around there. We'll see. But if you're wanting to do that and then watch the volleyball team in Bramlage for a little bit and then go out to the autograph session, meet the Cats, then I'll do so as well. There's going to be plenty of these. Add this one to the list of Wildcat weekends. Obviously, I've been promoting, well, promoting myself, but promoting other K-State fans, the Missouri weekend. That's going to be a huge weekend, right in sandwiched in between, obviously, the Big 12 baseball team championship, Big 12 team getting honored on Friday night, the Missouri game, and, of course, the Jordy Nelson softball game going on that Sunday. So that this is another one. So definitely a lot of things early to look forward to if you're a big K-State fan or alumni like myself. As well, obviously, the West Stadium Center ticket office will be open during this event for fans wishing to purchase a single game ticket. Tickets do remain for all seven home games, including the home opener in a few weeks against South Dakota, September 3rd in primetime at 6 p.m. As well, for more information, go check out the K-State website for more details on that. Man, so basically, next Saturday, this is going down. Volleyball is also beginning their quest here on Friday. This Friday coming up, they're going to be opening their preseason matchup against Wayne State out of the state of Nebraska. And also a plug, K-State soccer, women's soccer will be opening up their matchup, their regular season against Northwestern on Thursday night as well. We'll have postcast. And again, I know I'm trying to get used to my new work schedule now. I will try my best to do a postcast for every one of these game matches throughout the fall season, which includes the football season, which me and Alex will have the postcast of every K-State football game this season as well, which will count as an episode of the Pro Punch Podcast Weekly, episode 113 out now, wherever you get your podcast. And we're playing two this week, beginning tonight. Got my special guest on a little bit of history being made tonight on this podcast. you want to check that out. That episode will be posted on Friday. Not Friday. Well, one of those will be Friday, and then the other one, the special guest one, will be Wednesday night ahead of the K-State soccer match against Big Ten opponent Northwestern. Man, there's so much going on right now. And finally, K-State fans have been waiting for this for 2 years since the pandemic hit. But finally, the green light has been risen and the green flag is flown. Meet the Cats going down next Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, taking place on the concourse starting at 2 p.m. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. You're new to the show. Make sure, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to this podcast and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. You want more opinions on K-State sports? Definitely the Pro Project Podcast, the place to get it as well. Me and my co-host Alex Aiden as well. Busy week for this podcast as well. That's going to do it on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition, the PPPD edition of the show. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. And we're supposed to be getting some cooler weather here this week as well. Definitely a welcome sign here. I know it's late in the summer, but starting to get cooler now here this week. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Make sure you do to continue to spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast.